Hello?
Hello?
Hey, who is this?
Hey, Mr. Walker, this is Zach. We talked about your property on Boone Drive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how's your weekend?
It was good. Had a nice Father's Day. How about yourself?
Good, man. Likewise. Yep. No complaints over here.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. So, you know, I just wanted to kind of follow up with you. I know we talked briefly. I don't know if you recall the conversation.
Yeah, I remember.
Okay. I'm still interested in it. Have you kind of figured out a timeline or anything like that?
No, we're still in the process of figuring a few things out, and don't really have anything else to offer in terms of information.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the house is not on the market at this point.
Right. Okay. When do you think that you'll maybe, you know, kind of head in the direction of that? If I recall correctly, you guys purchased it about 7 years ago.
That's right.
And now y'all are parting ways.
Yeah, we're thinking about something different, and certainly would be interested in selling it. We just haven't quite figured out the timing.
Mhm. Okay. Well, like I said, you know, like I said before, I'm definitely interested in it, but you know, it doesn't seem necessarily that you're even ready to maybe even make any decisions about selling it.
Yeah, not quite yet at this point.
Yeah. Okay. Well, like I said, you know, I'm not going anywhere, and you know, whether today or tomorrow or next week, you know, we'll still be interested in it.
Okay. Well, I'll certainly keep that in mind.
Yeah.
And would you mind just texting me your? I have your number that pops up. Would you mind just texting me your contact information and who you work with, so I have it in my text chain for when that day comes?
Yeah. Sure. Sure.
That'd be great.
And, remind me again. I'm texting you now. Are you guys staying in the area, or are you guys going out of state, or?
No, we certainly want to stay in the area, but just trying to understand. Just trying to figure out what we do next.
Right. Okay. So you haven't even found the next home.
I'm sorry.
So you guys you're okay. You guys haven't even found necessarily exactly where you want to go, or are you?
Yeah,
just
we're still figuring all that out.
I guess my question is what even piqued your interest in development?
Just trying to understand the valuation of our home.
Mhm. Maybe get some equity out of it.
Yeah, just trying to understand what the market value is today, what the market would bear, and understand from that point what kind of options that would allow us to do for certainly the next step.
Sure. Okay.
But until we know if it's worth a dollar or $10, it's hard to know what we can do.
Well, I can tell you it's probably worth more than a dollar and $10.
Right. I think it's in a pretty prime location. It has a lot going for it, even compared to many of the homes that are on the market today, or the ones that have recently sold. So.
Sure. Well, I can tell, you know. So when you bought it in 2017, I can tell you that, you know, obviously things were cheaper then, and, you know, houses like this, you know, this is a good size house. Not necessarily big, but it's a good size.
Sure.
You know, I want to say they were 300 plus price per square foot, and, you know, on average, the square footage per house was, prospectively, you know, when you look at it on paper, about the same, but obviously with everything costing more, it actually is less in value. That makes sense. So
makes sense.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but you know, you're smart. You know, you seem like a smart guy. You know, the equity in there would probably be, you know, depending on how much, you know, you have, and, you know, I know Zillow's got their estimate and all that stuff, but, you know, it's, you know, I would say there's probably, you know, if you got it for $450, you know, then you probably going to be up towards that, you know, sixth number.
I'm sorry, you literally, I'm on Patterson.
Oh, okay.
Right now. You broke up right when you were saying your numbers.
Yeah, I said, you know, it's probably, you know, in between, you know, 5.5 to 6.
I hear you.
And I mean, that's just, you know, that's just what things are going for. And closer towards that 6 range is, you know, it's pushing it, but it's a good area. So, you know, realistically, to get, you know, the most bang for your buck, just to do a retail sale.
Sure.
Or if you have someone that's going to just come in and pay cash, you know, word of mouth is always the best.
Right.
Right?
Sure.
So with knowing that, I mean, what do you think? I mean, I'm not here to necessarily buy your house. I'm just here to offer a solution if possible.
Yeah. No, I think I appreciate you calling back today, but we still have a few things we're waiting on and figuring out, and not really ready to, like, the price we sell the home for will be what the market will bear, and the very desirable area and the unique size lot, unique garage, completely redone house, and I think it'll bring top dollar. So I'm gonna hold off on saying what I think it's worth, and
Well, that's not going to dictate, you know, my price one way or the other.
Yeah.
I mean,
we're not quite ready to put anything out there, but when we do, we'll see how it goes.
Okay, cool. I'll definitely, you know, continue our conversation at a later time. You know, I know you're figuring things out. I don't want to annoy you, but if we can present a solution that works, you know, not necessarily that you have a problem, but just kind of achieve what you're looking to accomplish. You know, we're definitely interested, whether it's, you know, with an investor hat or, you know, our, you know, real estate agent hat, you know, one way or the other.
Right.
So.
Sure thing.
All right.
Appreciate the call.
Yeah, yeah. Great speaking with you. Glad you had a good weekend. I texted you my information, so, you know, as things progress or whatnot, we can stay in the loop.
Sounds like a plan. I appreciate it.
All right, Mr. Walker. Have a good one.
All right. Take care.